Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's get to Who Got Funky. It's brought to you by Funky Buddha. Do we have a big open for Who Got Funky? Anybody?
I think so, don't we?
Do we have a big... Oh, that's me. That's yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Crank it up.
That's right.
Solana?
Yo, E, what you want to do now, man?
Yo, whatever it is, it's just got to be funky.
Funky. Funky. Funky. Funky.
I can't get enough of that funky stuff.
You know it's funky, 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 because you heard it from here, see.
Make it funky. Make it funky. Make it funky. Make it funky.
Who Got Funky on Hawk and Crowder?
Got Funky on Hawkman and Crowder again, brought to you by Funky Buddha Hard Seltzer. We love the hard seltzers on our show. Unleash your funk today. Somebody else texts in, said the dude who waited in line for Subway pasta. Again, good point. Very good point.
Don't want a shrimp to fall out the plate.
What's your Who Got Funky, Crowder?
Mine is, and it was surprising, we were talking about Olympics earlier, and, you know, you watch and they go through the little highlights and all, and my girl, Hadalyn Diaz from the Philippines. There was the first time the Philippines have won a gold medal. She's a weightlifter. She's 4'11". She's like 100 pounds. She cleaned and jerked over 260 pounds at 100
what?
Pounds. The first gold medal for the Philippines in 97
funky.
Years. That's funky. You're doing something haven't done in 97
funky.
Years in your whole country. That's funky. Hadalyn Diaz of the Philippines, she got funky this weekend.
Funky.
Leroy Horde has texted me, please call me. You guys are ruining my hometown.
Hell no, Solana. Big dog, it's Solana. I love me a po' boy.
Nah, I mean, Leroy, they should make him better. I don't know what else to tell you. Maybe we'll call Leroy in the next segment.
What do you want, like a po' boy empanada? You want everything encapsulated?
Yeah, actually, yes. Everything closed together.
Get it to empanada. It's not a po' boy.
Steven, who got funky this weekend?
I'm going to give it to the Florida Panthers, or I guess mainly Bill Zito for making a bunch of moves over the weekend. Well, first of all, we mentioned he re-signed Sam Bennett. But he also traded for Sam Reinhart, which is one of two players from Buffalo that I know. I'm not going to act like I know how great
funky.
He is, but from what I could tell, he's pretty good. A lot of Buffalo fans are mad because it seems that the Panthers fleeced the Sabres for this. And now, interesting little stat here, the Panthers now have three of the top four picks from the 2014 NHL draft.
Hey.
Funky.
Look at that. That is funky.
Funky.
I don't know anything about Sam Reinhart, but I know if Buffalo fans are upset, I'm happy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
right? Like, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, Buffalo Sabres fan, Buffalo whatever, like, if you're upset because a team from South Florida did something to upset you, that makes me very happy. Very, very happy.
Yeah, he's also scored 40 points each season since he's been a full-time starter, so that's pretty good.
I have family in Buffalo, Crowder. They're all big Bills fans. Well, they live in Rochester, New York. I've told you, my family in Rochester, New York. These people, God bless them. Love them. They wake up, game day, 6 a.m., start chugging Labatt Blues. I mean, I just, for the life of me, can't, like, drink a Funky Buddha. You know what I mean? What is that? What are you doing?
Labatt Blues.
It is the most disgusting thing ever.
6 a.m.?
6 a.m.
I'm sure they're fans of, you know, of sporting teams, but I think that's more alcoholic than anything else.
Maybe.
Right, yeah. Just, you know, not to judge your family.
Maybe we should make fun of them too much. It is a disease. So. my who got funky is going to go. This one's a weird one. So I'm going to go with Inter Miami. Not because they tied yesterday, Crowder. Because as you established in the first hour, you either win or you lose, right? So you don't believe in a tie as they do in soccer. Inter Miami, though, not the team, but the organization. They came into this game, 6-game losing streak. They had just lost a game like 4 or 5-0 their last game. The team's a total disaster. They hadn't scored a goal in I don't know how many minutes, like 500 minutes. They have every reason for fans to be upset with them, for fans to already start writing this team off. And if you would have seen the stadium last night at kickoff, you would have thought this is the best team in South Florida. You would have thought that they've been on a tear like the Heat have been over the past 2 decades, that they have a young draft pick like Tua Tagovailoa to get fans excited. Inter Miami clearly is funky, period.
Funky.
Because no matter how bad they are, they've given every reason for arguably the most fair weather fan base in sports here in South Florida, right? Like, I don't think I'm speaking out of term here. When the Marlins aren't playing well, nobody goes to the Marlins games. When the Dolphins aren't playing well, people go watch the Dolphins anyways. But when the Heat aren't playing well, people don't go watch the Heat. In South Florida, it's not an indictment on us. We like a winner. We like teams that are playing good. It becomes an event, and we go out there and we root on our teams that deserve to be cheered for. And Inter Miami has given this city every reason not to root for them, or this area, because they're not in Miami, they're in Fort Lauderdale. And people go out there anyways. People drive down from Miami up there anyways. People in Fort Lauderdale have embraced this team. So the organization and David Beckham, despite being, for the most part, pretty bad, truthfully, pretty bad, people love them anyways. So that's my who got funky for this week.
Funky.
It was sticky out there. I'm looking at a little highlight reel right now.
Crazy. Like
goodness.
It was crazy.
Sticky.
I don't know what you mean by sticky.
It was sticky out there.
It's humid.
No, right? No. Huh? It's just, you know, it's just action. Just dibbles and dabbles everywhere.
Yeah, no, but Solana's got a point. Like, I sometimes wonder if people in Fort Lauderdale have seen this team play, because every game, getting their asses kicked, and people are going. I guess because it's the new thing, but, man. Shout out to people in Fort Lauderdale for going to those games.
I'm not hating on them, by the way.
No,
like,
no.
I can appreciate love for a club, but
it's like the one thing this team has.
Crowder,
the fans.
If I would have told you prior to this year, we're going to start an MLS team in South Florida, and they're going to do everything wrong through 2 seasons, and they're going to be on a 6-game losing streak or 5-game losing streak, and that 5th game that they lost was by 4 goals. The very next game on a Sunday night at 8 p.m., if I would have told you that game was packed, you would have told me you're crazy. Nobody's going to that game.
All family members.
Nobody's going to that game.
Yeah, that's a family member game there.
Unbelievable what is happening with Inter Miami, or as some people joke, Fort Lauderdale, Inter Fort Lauderdale, whatever you want to call them, and no matter how bad they are, give credit to the fans.
Yes.
And also, you say that ties don't matter, but my Papa John's discount begs the difference.
Hey, that's right.
All you need to do is just not lose, and I get 50% off.
As long as Inter Miami doesn't lose, you get the Papa John's discount.
That ain't, you know, that's a good thing. Doesn't the Heat like that? Doesn't the Heat have a pizza deal, too?
They got to win, though. If the Heat win, the next day, 50% off. Yeah. If the Marlins win,
the Marlins one is iffy, because it's not whether they win. They need to score 5 runs.
Oh.
So if they win, but they win 3-2, you're not getting half off.
They don't score 5 runs too
that's
often.
That's the thing. So if they lose and they score 5 runs, you still win, but they don't score runs, period. So, yeah.
But we always, South Florida, and you kind of insinuated it, where South Florida fans get a bad rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This team is an expansion team. It's 2 years, and it was through COVID and all that crap. I know they have the names, and you tell them I don't know any. All I know is Robbie Robinson.
Right.
Whatever his
name scored yesterday.
Yeah, that's all I know because he was great in college. That's the extent of my Inter Miami knowledge. But through the bad times, expansion team is going to be terrible. The Buccaneers were terrible for years.
Yeah, but
they won 3 Super Bowls already.
But when it comes to MLS, the last few expansion teams that have come in, like Atlanta, And Orlando City had a bit of a slow start, but they're good now. They said Atlanta and LAFC, like those three teams, are good now.
But so
and they were good from the start.
To Stevens, I think expectations shouldn't be heightened for Inter Miami. Like I was fine with Inter Miami not making the playoffs the first year, and even this year they don't make the playoffs. Fine, but at least give me a decent product on the field. At least don't be a disaster on and off the field. And they bring this guy in, Blaise Matuidi. He's supposed to be one of our big signings. Left the field at halftime last game because he was frustrated with the coach taking him out. Like, everything around this organization has been a total disaster. Total. Their GM that they signed last year, Hawk would be so upset if he was here right now, because we've spent the last 5 minutes talking about it in Miami. But
cool,
I'm going
to
take advantage. Crowder, they hired a GM to really take off for the expansion franchise. And they kind of just gave him the keys to everything. Go ahead, do whatever you want. And it resulted in them being fined. It's the biggest fine in MLS history because he messed up the cap situation so much. He went around league rules, thought he was doing something legal. Everything they've done has been a disaster. Everything.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Have y'all heard that phrase?
Funky.
Come on, Matuidi.
That's your who got funky.
This man's name is Matuidi?
Blaise Matuidi.
He ain't gonna make it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.